Welcome to Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is the president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions and a wealth advisor. Brett has been in the financial services industry for nearly 20 years. Brett and his team at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions have helped hundreds of families develop personalized retirement plans for their unique financial situations.
Alternative investments, diversification, asset allocation, do these things mean anything to you at all? And if you're close to retirement, do you understand how your finances might be changing as you leave your paycheck behind and some of the strategies to consider when it comes to things like investments for your retirement and decisions to make with your retirement income? Well, that's what we'll be talking about today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. And Brett, today we'll start things off by talking a little bit about recognizing that as we get into retirement, it's a new phase of life. And so things will be changing a little bit with our investments and with our financial strategies, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of times when we hear the word change, it's an uneasy topic to uncover. In any phase of our lives, change is never easy. And I have found that that same principle often is the case when it comes to, you know, finding the confidence or the courage to make changes to our investment strategy. And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the headlines and in, you know, what could be the next great stock tip, or perhaps it's the next great worry about the stock market that leads us to, you know, try to time an event, whether it's a good or a bad event. But I think we all know by now that that's really a losing game for nearly almost every one of us out there. And so I'm not here to tell you that you shouldn't change your investments or adapt to what's going on in the world, both now and, you know, projecting into the future, but rather let's make sure that your investments are properly aligned for what you need your money to do for you now and in the future. Because we could have this conversation with a 40-year-old, a 60-year-old, and an 80-year-old, and odds are all three of those people are at different points in their lives and therefore probably need their money, their investments to do something different for them than their counterparts. And I think identifying the purpose of your money instead of trying to chase the emotional side of money is always a sound principle to begin with.
I think that's a really good point there, Brett. When it comes to that emotional side of money, that can be difficult for people to step back from. But in all reality, when it comes to things like our investments, for example, when it comes to our goals, we don't want to be making emotional decisions. We want to be making decisions that are sound and use reasoning and logic. And this is where it probably makes sense to get some guidance from someone who walks people down this path each and every day.
Yeah, not only from a professional, you know, educational standpoint, not only do you typically want to work, and this could apply to any topic in life, right?
Sure.
If you have, you know, car problems, you need to go see a professional who understands cars. And if you have a concern about your teeth, well, there's a professional that you would specifically go see for your teeth, right? And the same thing holds true to your money. It's important that you're getting your financial advice or your financial information from qualified, trained professionals. And so it's not only the information part of it that I think is important when finding a professional to help you with these decisions, but I think there's also, to an extent, a discipline to it, or maybe an accountability factor. I'll give you an example. You know, normally I think, you know, it's common in our society that during the holiday season, you know, a lot of us find ourselves more social. We're probably eating more foods than we traditionally do, right? You and I both, right? Throughout the course of the year. And inevitably, it's why so many in our society, myself included, seemingly each and every new year set out to make these changes, these New Year's resolutions. And so if we're using an analogy of, say, something along the lines of our personal health, sure, we can go and get counsel and education from a physician or from a nutritionist, somebody who has the proper information for us. However, if we were to work with someone, say like a personal trainer, to not only teach us how to properly get in shape or get active, but there's also a level of accountability and discipline there to where they're going to help make sure that we continue down that path of health, even when we may not feel like it on some of those different days ahead. Use that same line of thinking, I think, when it comes to your portfolio and your investments and your money. Sure, it's helpful to get information from all different qualified sources, but having a partner, a guide, a professional financial advisor who can not only give you the information, but help implement those sound strategies, even when it's tough, during those emotional periods of time, I think that's a really, really critical component of having a plan. It's not just a plan that you've created, but also a plan that can be monitored and adhered to with the help and guidance of a financial professional.
So, Brett, let's talk a little bit about what that could look like as we are thinking about that plan, some sort of financial plan for retirement. What all would that include and how would we get started?
Well, I think the first thing to understand is what type of guidance does your current phase of life call for? So, for example, if you are a younger accumulator in life, still 10, 20, 30 years away from retiring, odds are you're going to want to seek the guidance or the professional assistance from somebody in our industry who focuses on that particular phase of life, the accumulation phase of life. You might seek out the help of a broker or what I refer to as an accumulation specialist, somebody who will help you build a portfolio seeking long-term growth in the markets. Or if you're getting ready to retire in the next 5-6 years, or you're already retired, you're no longer in the accumulation phase of life. You're now entering the preservation and income phase of life, the retirement years. That phase of life typically requires a different guide, a different partner, a different quote-unquote specialist who spends their time and energy in that particular arena. So I think the first step in, you know, getting your financial New Year's resolutions in order, if you will, and getting some financial assistance with the proper partner and guide, not only from education, but also from accountability and discipline, is what phase of life are you in? And myself, personally, my team and I here at the Brzezinski Group, we solely work in the preservation and income phase of life, helping families in Michigan who are approaching and eventually entering and living throughout retirement. So stick with us on the show, and we'll talk about what kinds of strategies make sense for that particular demographic of you out there versus those of you in the accumulation phase of life.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is also the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And boy, Brett, when we talk about that retirement phase of life, those best years, those golden years, the purpose of our show today, Brett, is talking about how things change for us financially. Earlier in our careers, we are in what you would call the accumulation phase. We're building up our savings. We're accumulating our wealth. But as we get closer to retirement, let's talk about that second phase. What does this look like as now we're trying to manage and preserve the wealth that we've saved?
Yeah, I think there's really a line in the sand we can draw between large differences that exist from an investment standpoint. For those of you that are still in that accumulation phase of life, you're climbing the mountain towards the summit of retirement. So you're working and you're saving and you're building wealth over long periods of time, typically buy and hold investments, which have usually a higher level of risk to them because you're not necessarily ready to spend that money yet. So you can, in most cases, be more of an aggressive investor. Whereas once we get close to the mountaintop of retirement and eventually start making our way back down, it's not about how much money can I make anymore. It's more about how do I hang on to the money that I worked so hard to save during the previous phase of life, and how do I create a game plan or a strategy that allows my wealth to do what I need it to do for me and when, and hopefully make that money last as long as I do. And so as a retirement-focused advisor, what I'll tell you is this. I've seen countless families, thousands of families in my career go up and down that mountain. And when you're coming back down the mountain of retirement, mistakes that you make with your investments or your financial decisions, they're much more difficult to overcome and recover from than when you're working. Because again, not only can mistakes be detrimental to your, you know, investment portfolio, but if you're not careful and you neglect things like, how do I take money out of my accounts at the right time? And how do I avoid doing it at the wrong time? How do I know which of my various investment accounts I should be tapping first, second, and which one should be last? These are retirement-focused strategies. These are things that you didn't have to worry about during the accumulation phase because income, for example, was never a concern from your portfolio. You didn't need it from your portfolio. The income came from your job,
your
employer. But when you retire, you are now, in theory, you're your own employer. You have to start paying yourself each and every month for the rest of your life, in most cases, from your nest egg. And doing it right versus doing it wrong could be all the difference in having a confident retirement versus having a retirement where you're always second-guessing your decisions or worrying about not being able to afford a vacation or going out to dinner or what have you. So I feel that as a retirement-focused advisor, and I've got a lot of great advisors that work for me here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions who do the exact same thing, we help families in Michigan who are nearing retirement or who are already in retirement understand how to take their wealth and essentially repurpose it, reposition it for the challenges, obstacles, and opportunities ahead that perhaps in the past you've never had to worry about. And I think you nailed it right on the head there, Jen. The word preservation has to be at the forefront of your decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, a question that I ask every single family that we have the privilege of meeting with here in Michigan is, as you approach and enter retirement, and for those of you listening right now, I'll ask all of you the same question. How much of your money that you have saved right now, how much of your money are you willing to lose? And I know that's a weird question to be asked, right? Because if you're like me, your initial instinct would be none. Right. I don't want to lose any of my money. I'm not asking you how much do you want to lose, but rather how much are you comfortable or willing to lose? Because that should be one of the very first things you start to look at as you approach and get into retirement. Let's say, for example, that your answer to that question was 10%. The most you're ever willing to lose of your money over a period of time is 10% of the balance. And you'll all have your own answer, of course. Well, if that was the case, then if I were in your shoes, I would want to know with a high degree of confidence that your investment portfolio was positioned or diversified in such a manner to where it's not realistically possible, no matter how choppy these stock market waters might get in the future, it's not possible for you to lose a level of money that exceeds your comfort level, right? If the most you ever are comfortable losing is 10%, why would you ever invest your money in a manner where technically you could lose 25 or 30% of it?
Right, right.
Because that may sound really elementary on the surface, but so often as savers and as investors, even the astute investors that I come across and get the privilege of working with, don't really understand how much money they're capable of losing based on the investments they hold. It's not until we live through it, unfortunately, that we experience just how vulnerable we were. And so, as many of you are aware, our stock market right now is at or nearing all-time highs. And so, I don't have any idea when the market's going to crash next. I don't think anybody does. But if you're in or nearing retirement, I would want to make sure, if I were you, that your portfolio was aligned with your comfort level. And if you don't know how to do that, as many of you don't, as I've learned, there's an easy technique we've created here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions to help with just that. It's called our Retirement Portfolio Stress Test. Retirement Portfolio Stress Test. It's an analysis we've created over many, many years of work that helps families like you see with your own eyes what type of risk and reward your current investment portfolio, whether it's your 401k or your brokerage account or your IRA, let's identify what is even technically possible with a high degree of probability within your investments. We can essentially artificially induce stress on the portfolio using software to see how vulnerable you are. And let's say, for example, we find out after that analysis that during the next big market correction, you might lose 24% and your comfort level was 10 or 15. Well, here's the good news. It hasn't happened yet. That gives us the chance to make changes prior to whenever that event occurs. Here's what I want to do, because I know a lot of you are going to like that opportunity, as many of you do. I'm going to put the phone number out there. If you are one of the next 20 callers on the program, all you have to do is leave me a message. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do that retirement portfolio stress test for you completely free. No cost, no obligation. You just have to give us a call. It's a great time as we approach these all-time highs of the market. Let's find out if your portfolio is prepared for volatility. And if it is, great. If it's not, you've got time to fix it. The number today is 800-641-3361. Again, 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping families throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. Brett is also the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And Brett, you were just talking a little bit before the break about that portfolio stress test. Let's take a look at how much risk we actually have within our plan and see if that matches up with what we're actually comfortable with in terms of the percentage that we could potentially be losing. Let's talk about the next step here. If we go through that stress test, if we run the numbers and we see what could potentially happen and things are a little bit, for lack of a better term, out of whack, what is the next step there? How do we go about working toward a solution?
Well, if you are in a position to where after going through your retirement portfolio stress test, let's say, for example, it uncovers that the investment risk you're taking on does exceed your stated comfort level, the first thing I'll tell you is welcome to the club, because the high majority of the families that have gone through our complimentary retirement portfolio stress test fall into that category of, oftentimes saying things like, man, I had no idea that I could lose that much money. I didn't think that was possible. And here's the thing. Oftentimes, your current broker or your current financial advice giver, if they come from the background of the accumulation phase of life, and I'm very much generalizing here, but oftentimes they are much more inclined to be risk takers with money than, say, a retirement-focused advisor like myself and my team here would be, because that's the phase of life they're most accustomed to working to. Again, a younger accumulator can take much more risk on than a retiree. And so a lot of times, as you age and approach the preservation and income phase of life, your broker, they may not be evolving with you. And that's where you have to remember, this is the business of your life savings, not their life savings. It's critical that you take some ownership to ensure that your money is in the right hands based on what phase of life you're in. So once you've gone through that stress test, let's say, for example, that we identify that your capability of loss, the amount of money you could lose during another really bad downturn in the market, whenever that comes in the future, exceeds your comfort level, the next thing we would want to do is identify strategies that could get your comfort level back in line with your portfolio. So for example, maybe you have too much exposure to equities. Well, one easy way to reduce the overall risk of a portfolio would be to increase some fixed income holdings within your portfolio. Some of you may really enjoy having equities, and maybe based on your last experiences with fixed income bond funds a few years ago, maybe you don't want that. Well, then we could look at alternatives to bonds, things that might eliminate risk of loss altogether, whether it was money markets or CDs. Maybe you look at treasuries, insurance products. There's a variety of tools that can be used to reduce and in some instances eliminate risk of loss. One thing is true though, we never want to typically go all one direction or another. I think that speaking on my own personal experiences with many clients that we've worked with the last few decades here in Michigan is, I believe a retiree and a pre-retiree should have an investment portfolio that is so well diversified that when markets are doing well, their portfolios are doing reasonably well. And when markets are doing really poorly, their portfolios are doing partially poorly, right? The idea is not to avoid losing money at all costs, because to do that, inevitably, you're not going to make enough. But rather, a well-diversified portfolio for a retiree typically looks very much different than what a diversified portfolio for a young accumulator might look like. It's just about finding the right tools that fit with your goals and perspectives. And as an independent firm like ours, that's typically where we roll up our sleeves and start to add value, right? Things like, well, what do I do with my 401k now that I'm over the age of 60, or now that I'm not even working there anymore? Well, odds are you probably want to start looking at alternatives to that 401k. 401ks are typically built for young accumulators, not necessarily for retirees and pre-retirees. Again, getting down the mountain of retirement, meaning making your money work for you appropriately so that you, it's there when you need it, no matter how long you live, that is not going to happen on accident. It doesn't happen automatically. It requires strategic planning. Whether you call it investment planning or you call it income planning, they're interchangeable to an extent. But ultimately, before anybody tells you to make changes to what you're doing, myself included, the very first step is to give your portfolio essentially a financial exam. Let's find out what kind of shape that portfolio is in right now. Maybe your 401k is in the right spot. Maybe your 401k couldn't be further from the right spot, and everywhere in between. I truly believe that as our markets continue to flirt with all-time highs, making sure that you are at least prepared from an allocation standpoint for the unknowns ahead, at a minimum, should be something that every one of you right now are at least going to take us up on the opportunity to do. And I know I can't do it for everybody. I will put the offer out there again for that complimentary retirement portfolio stress test. As always, by the way, there's no obligation to work with us to do that analysis. There's no cost for the analysis either, as long as you're one of those 20 callers. If you'd like to learn more about my team and I at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions and the many services we provide as financial advisors here in the community, I encourage you to check us out at our website, maximizemyretirement.com. That's maximizemyretirement.com. I know many of you by now have read my book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. There's some really good information in there as well as it pertains to some of the unknowns and how to prepare for them as you enter and approach retirement. But again, let me put the phone number out there. I encourage you to get a second opinion from somebody who did not give you the first opinion, right? Your broker or your financial advisor who's currently managing your wealth might not be the best person to get that second opinion from. If you would like that no obligation, free retirement portfolio stress test, just to make sure that you can feel confident that your money is allocated to your comfort levels, simply be one of the next 20 callers on the program. You can text me the word retire to the same number, and we'll get back to you when we're in the office. But be one of those next 20 callers at 1-800-641-3361. Text me the word retire to 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is also the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And Brett, we've talked a lot today about investments, thinking about how our investment strategy might change as we get into retirement. Certainly a lot of people worry about losing too much of their retirement savings, but there are other areas where we can take steps to preserve what is ours as well. Certainly when we think about things like taxes, you don't want to overlook your tax liabilities in retirement. But Brett, this is an area where we can use some preservation strategies and get a little strategic when it comes to taxes.
Jen, I know that you and I have been doing these shows for years, but you know, hearing you talk like that, I feel like a proud dad. You know, I feel like you're learning.
So much.
You're learning yourself that it's not just about our investments that we need to focus on growing and preserving, but another way to do that as well is to grow and preserve the amount of money you already have by reducing the amount of taxes you give away of it to the government. And retirement tax planning is just as important as investment planning for many, because for many of you out there, taxes on your investments and on your retirement nest egg will likely be your largest expense in retirement. It's not necessarily going to be healthcare. Obviously, for some it will be. But for many of you, it's going to be taxes. And if you've heard this show at all in the last few years, or you watch me on TV on Sunday mornings on CBS on our Roadmap for Retirement show, this will be no news to you, of course. But if you're a first-time listener, or you just need to hear it again, the premise is this. It's likely, now I know there's those of you out there who are going to raise your hand right now listening to me in the car and say, not me, Brett, But I would guess that a lot of you out there have saved a lot of your money for retirement in things like a 401k or a 403b, lump sum pensions, traditional IRAs. Those are all pre-tax, tax-deferred retirement accounts. And the word deferred means you're simply delaying the taxes that you owe for later in life. Now, let's do a real-life example. Let's say you have saved $500,000 for your retirement, and you're getting closer to that magical age when you're ready to be done working, and you've got this $500,000 that you're excited to get to spending and enjoying and living off of in retirement. Well, the first thing I have to tell you, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you really, in all reality, only have a fraction of $500,000 to spend if it's all in pre-tax, tax-deferred retirement accounts. You see, the government can't wait for you to start taking money out of that account, because every time you do, they get paid. And guess who pays them? You do.
You do.
Well, how much you pay them on these retirement accounts, believe it or not, is reasonably within your control. Now, I can't snap my fingers and tell you I have some magic potion that tomorrow can make all of your retirement accounts tax-free. That simply is not going to happen. However, what I can tell you with a high degree of confidence is that many of your peers, your coworkers, your friends, your families, those who call into this program every week or who have been working with our firm for 20 years now and everywhere in between, many of your peers in this community have taken the steps to identify specific strategies that can be applied to their specific situations to help substantially reduce the amount of money they're going to owe the government by the time it comes time to take withdrawals from your retirement accounts. That, again, just like your retirement portfolio earlier, won't fix itself on its own. Same thing when it comes to tax savings. Each and every one of you out there right now, I would encourage you to get a retirement tax savings analysis ran on your family's situation. Now, everybody's got their own story. Everybody's got their own level of income, and you're in different tax brackets, and you have different amounts of wealth saved, and the strategies that may or may not make sense for you could be different than your brother or different than your neighbor and everywhere under the sun. But here's what I do know. At this moment in time, at the time we're recording this show, tax savings opportunities and strategies have never, in my career at least, have never looked as attractive as they do right now. Remember, the tax cuts that we've all been enjoying these last 7 years or so currently are scheduled to end at the end of next year. Now, your guess is as good as mine if to whether or not those tax cuts get extended. I know that President Trump campaigned saying that he had hoped that those tax cuts would get extended. But obviously, we can't just snap our fingers and let that happen automatically. There's a lot that has to happen with Congress in order for that to happen. But what I do know is that there are opportunities today that we absolutely, for many of you, can be taking advantage of to take that quote-unquote $500,000 401k and turn it into a much larger portion that you'll get to keep, and ideally shrink the portion the government's going to get. These retirement tax saving strategies, for some of you, might save you tens of thousands of dollars throughout retirement, and many of you out there, believe it or not, hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax savings throughout retirement. But it starts with an analysis to see what is your tax situation look like and how, if any, strategies can you implement to reduce that liability, especially while we're still living in this low tax rate environment. If you've heard me say it once, you've probably heard me say it 350 times over the years. Right now in our country, taxes are on sale. They are on sale. Just like a car that's on sale, if you don't buy it in time, it's going to go back to full price. Well, when taxes go back up again, we see our tax sale end, essentially. And then the strategies that we're able to take advantage of become less attractive or perhaps eliminated altogether. I would encourage you not to wait around for that day to may or may not happen. And if you're saying, well, Brett, I have an accountant. Isn't that what they do? Well, maybe. But in my experiences, accountants and CPAs do a really good job of filing taxes for us in the spring. By then, it's too late, right? Once the calendar year is over, it's over. And we've only got a few calendar years left to take advantage of what are currently historical low tax rates, which ultimately, with proper planning, all-encompassing with a retirement investment plan on top of it, could be the reason you get to spend more in retirement versus having to give more of it away to the government. If you would like your customized, no-obligation, complimentary, free-of-charge retirement tax savings analysis, be one of the next 20 callers here on the show. I'll leave you the number. Just leave me a message. When we're back in the office, we'll touch base to do that. 1-800-641-3361. You can also text me the word tax. That's the word tax for your free retirement tax savings analysis. Again, that number, 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is the president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. And Brett, since that time in the late 80s, things like retirement income certainly have changed. It used to be people, by and large, retired with something like a pension that they could rely on for income along with Social Security and their personal savings. But it looks a little different for today's retirees. Let's talk a little bit about when it comes to those income sources in retirement, rather than that pension and Social Security and personal savings combination, let's talk a little bit about some of the options for this modern generation of retirees.
Yeah. And again, I talk about this a lot in my book, Jen, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And one of the things I talk about in that book is how I feel that today's retiree, those of you specifically planning to retire in the next 5 to 7 years, and those of you who are already retired, I believe that there has never been a more difficult period of time to be retiring into than this period of time we're facing as a country. And I'll explain why I say that. There are a lot of things, external forces, that are working against today's pre-retiree and retiree. A lot of things that are making your future success more challenging. I call these things economic headwinds. They're simply coming right at us that we have to overcome. So for example, we're dealing with a high degree of stock market volatility, right? We're seeing markets go up and down 20%+ every few years these days, which can wreak havoc on a retiree portfolio if left vulnerable or unattended to. We are facing all sorts of international conflict, which are also having a direct impact on our markets and our economies in ways that maybe it's been a while that we felt that way from as a nation. We are dealing with very high interest rates, despite the fact that we've finally started to see interest rates come back down. High interest rates have really presented some challenges to today's retiree and pre-retiree. And on top of that, we're also, as a nation, being absolutely swamped with, what is it now, $35, $36+ trillion of debt as a nation. And that debt is not just going to go away. The reality is our country has to pay it off in order to succeed over time, which means probably higher taxes to pay back the debt. So not only are we fearful that as a retiree, markets are volatile and interest rates are high and taxes are likely going up maybe several times throughout retirement, but oh, by the way, we as retirees are also living a lot longer. I know that sounds like a good thing, and of course it is, but because of medical advancements, because we're living so much longer, our retirement years last longer, which means what? Your money needs to last longer,
right?
In all that, despite these headwinds coming at you, not to mention things like medical expenses continuing to rise, long-term care, on and on and on. Now, I don't say that lightly to just make everybody feel like, well, I guess we're darned if we do, darned if we don't. It doesn't have to be that way. I truly, in every ounce of my being, believe that you can still have a great retirement and a confident retirement. But I don't know that for many of you that can happen without a comprehensive plan that helps mitigate or at least reduce these threats down by creating strategies and techniques in your overall financial plan that help those things become less cumbersome on your success. That's why I talk about so often things like the retirement portfolio stress test. Let's make sure that volatility is not going to sink your boat and you're ready for it. I talk about things like retirement tax savings analysis. Let's make sure that we are prepared for rising taxes in the future and not allowing that to be the reason that we run out of money someday because we didn't see it coming. Let's plan for things like major medical expenses or long-term care events that statistically most of you will encounter. Let's make sure we have a game plan for that. And lastly, let's make sure you have a plan that takes care of you in case you live till you're 100 years old. Now, as somebody whose grandma lived till 103, great grandma, I will tell you, even she didn't think that would happen, but she did. And so just in case you live longer than you thought, you need to have some game plans in place that allow you to still be independent on your own financially. And that's why, again, I talk so often to our listeners out there about realizing that saving the money, accumulating the wealth, eliminating debts, that was only half the battle. Getting to retirement, believe it or not, is actually probably the easy part. But getting through it is more difficult without a game plan. It doesn't have to be difficult as long as you have a comprehensive plan. And that's where I think it's critical that we recognize you want to find a trusted financial professional that spends most of their time in your phase of life. So for example, I personally and all of my financial advisors on our team here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, hence the business name, you might guess we spend our time in the retirement phase of life. That's where we spend all of our time. Whereas I've got a lot of good friends who do what I do for a living, except they spend most of their time with the younger accumulators. They're not talking about things like how to maximize your Social Security benefits or how to minimize taxes on your retirement accounts throughout retirement or how to plan for things like long-term care and medical expenses. No, because most of their clients don't need to worry about that stuff yet. So don't fall victim to that. Don't fall asleep at the wheel thinking that the financial professional that helped get you to retirement is also the right professional to get you through it. If you don't have a plan in place for things like taxes and income and volatility and healthcare, that might be a red flag that, hey, maybe it's time for me to go seek an alternative approach, right? There's nothing wrong with recognizing that the people who got us here might not be the same people to get us through the next phase of life. I think that's more than realistic to say. If you're looking for that type of help, or maybe you aren't sure, right? Brett, are you talking to me or are you not talking to me? Well, let me be more specific. If you are planning to retire in 5 to 7 years or less, or for the many of you listening that are retired, if you've saved $200,000 or more for your retirement, I would encourage you to give us a call for any one of these complimentary analyses. You don't have to hire us. You're under no obligation to leave your current broker or relationship. But I think that getting information in your hands from a second unaffiliated party like ours could be the big reason that you secure a confident retirement, or maybe you don't. I would encourage you just to take us up on that today. You can learn more about us anytime at maximizemyretirement.com. But I'll put the number out there again. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do these analyses for you at no cost and no obligation. The number today is 1-800-641-3361. That's 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is the author of the book Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And Brett, as we talk today about preparing for this next phase of life, preparing for retirement, let's talk about some of the missteps you've seen people make as they are trying to get ready for what could be a very lengthy retirement. What types of mistakes do you sometimes see?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of mistakes that we've seen, of course. And, you know, like my good friend Warren Buffett says, right? It's good to learn from our mistakes, but it's better to learn from the mistakes of others, right?
Right.
And so I could do a whole show on just the mistakes of others. But one that I think jumps out as a very common mistake, I think, is people who retire, who have for the first time ever been tasked with having to take money out of their retirement accounts to live off of. Again, you've never had to do that before in most instances because the income you've needed to live off of and spend has always come from your job, from your employer. But when you retire and you have to start taking money out of your accounts, this is where things can really go south in a hurry if you're not careful. And so, for example, let's say you worked for one of the auto companies, one of the big auto companies here in town, as many of our families have, and you used your SSIP or your 401k as your wealth accumulation account to where you saved up a real great deal of money over those years and you've been saving in it for 20, 30, 40 years and you love it. After all, it's why you've got the money you do. So it might be natural to think that keeping that 401k into retirement's a good idea because after all, it's all you know and it's worked out well so far. But here's the thing. As you start to go and make withdrawals from that account, there's a good chance you're withdrawing money from something that currently has some risk exposure to it, mutual funds or stocks, whatever you hold in that plan. And inevitably, according to history and statistics, I would assume there's going to be some periods of time, there's going to be some years in the future when that 401k balance starts to go down because the markets are going down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the first time in your life, if you do it wrong, not only are you going to be taking money out of your account, but in this example, you might be taking money out at a bad time because you're selling your investments while they're losing money. After all, one of the things we all know is don't sell an investment when it's down if you can avoid it.
Right.
But if you failed to prepare for down markets in retirement and you leave the majority of your money in things like mutual funds and stocks and bonds and what have you, there's a good chance that at some point, your entire account balance is going to be going down and you're going to be taking money out of it, which is like a 2-for-1, double the losses in theory. You're amplifying the pain of those losses. And you might say, well, yeah, but Brett, I'm not worried about the markets. They always come back. They always have. I've never panicked. And to an extent, I agree with you, as long as you never touch the money. So when we retire and we don't have any choice but to touch our money, because after all, we need to eat. We want to travel. We want to have fun. Failing to prepare for those down years ahead of time could be the recipe for disaster. And I talk a lot about that in my book. And so oftentimes when families come to see us for that complimentary second opinion, Jen, you know, we'll uncover a portfolio for a retiree that has no preparations inside of it for down markets. Now, the good news is these markets are still up high and we can fix this thing and set you up for that potential ahead of time before it's too late. But failing to have a plan for your retirement income in both good and bad years is a critical and unfortunately very common mistake we see retirees make. Because after all, to your credit, you don't know any better.
Sure.
You've never done this before. Going back to Warren Buffett, learn from the mistakes of others. It's better that way. And so here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, we can help educate you on some of these common and maybe not so common mistakes that we've seen, and then show you strategies and techniques from which you can take steps to proactively protect these accounts in part from those vulnerabilities you might otherwise be facing. You know, the thing I say more than anything else that I truly believe in is families in Metro Detroit are very hardworking people who sacrifice a lot of things to get to be able to retire someday. And blood, sweat, and tears to get you here. Well, here's the thing. You only get one retirement. You get one shot at getting it right. So make sure you do. And if you're not overly confident, especially after today's program, that you're in that category of people who has a holistic, comprehensive plan that addresses all of these things and then some that I've talked about, I hope you give us a call. That's literally why we do these shows every single week and why I, you know, talk about this on television every weekend is my passion is to help as many people in Michigan realize it's not rocket science, but it won't happen on accident or automatically. And in order to have a confident retirement, you need to have a confident plan. And if you're looking for that type of guidance or that kind of analysis or support, that's what we're here for at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. You can always learn more about us at MaximizeMyRetirement.com. A lot of bios of my great financial professionals that work with us here and the services we provide. I'm going to put the number out there for the last time today. If you would like your complimentary analysis, again, it's free. There's no obligation. Simply pick up the phone and be one of the next 20 callers to get your personalized analysis. You can text me as well. Text the word retire to the same number. But again, the number today for the final time is 1-800-641-3361. That's 800-641-3361.
That number again is 800-641-3361. Join us again next week for more Retire Right, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any reference to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. This radio show is a paid placement.